The images are shocking. And the pain is almost unbearable. It's still hard to speak. Definitely not roy to be maspid. But I just want to address some emotions of Talmidim that are just because of the power of the media today, are exposed to things that if you're not jarred to your core, then we have to make some cheshbon ha-nefesh. And that is how. How could such tzmimim, yisharim, we don't have the answers, but betoch ha-tfila and the siyo dveikus, Moshe Tversky, Zeche Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, whom my brother described, the Talmud Muvok, someone whose whole life was full of avoda, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's only natural for us as young people to ask that if a Jew who's Lefnei Hashem with such Kedusha and Tahara, how does Tefillah work? If we're not safe then? Tragedy like this forces us to go back to the basics. Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Yud tells us, Oilam hafuch ro'isi. There's so many assumptions that you and I have been raised with that sometimes have to be re-examined. The assumptions aren't always correct. The Gemara describes Elyonim Lamata v'Tachtonim Lamala. Sometimes the things that we look at and people that we look at give them kavod. They're really not so great. I know that all the time when I see that the Talmidim look at me, I know that I'm not what the Talmidim think that I am. V'Tachtonim Lamala, and sometimes there are people who are sitting in the back of the Beis Medrash. Those are the people that are great. But that doesn't only it's not only in regards to people who individuals look up to, but also applies in terms of hashkafa. There are incorrect assumptions that we sometimes make. And what I want to describe are three incorrect assumptions that maybe could give a little tiny window of perspective of something that we can't understand, but perspective. I saw with the Talmidim this week that the Nesiv HaShalom quotes, Al tas tefilos chalkeva el rachamim v'tachnunim. A person's not supposed to look at his tefillah as something that's kavua, but he's supposed to be mevakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's supposed to come and ask for mercy. The Nesiv HaShalom asks, but at the end of the day, tefillah is described as an avoda, not what you want, mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a person doing something that one would think is selfless. Yet afterward, Mashpiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam tells us, based on Gemaras, we're supposed to be Shalal B'Tachanunim. Answers the Nesiv HaShalom. Here, let me read you his Lashon. Ki Iker Inyin Tefillah Hu Dveikus B'Hashem B'Dargi Ilois. V'zeh Inyin Tefillah She Avoda Shebelev. Shall Yidei Sheyehudi Shoyfech Liboy Kamayim, when we pour out our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for what we need, Al Yidei Zeh Miskasher Umizdabek B'Hashem Yizborech. When a person is davening, the Bakashos are a Hechi Timtza. It's a way in which we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, incorrect assumption number one that's necessary in looking at this picture of tefillah and carnage at the same time is the internalization that number one, tefillah is not about a person asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he needs, but the way in which we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by seeing all of our tzrachim through the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being mevakesh and memela, it's a hechi timtza that we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Lashon in this week's parasha, Vayetarch, as I'll say, is B'Lashon Osher. If a person davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in wealth, like he davens in poverty, then in such a case, that's a tefillah. So tefillah isn't simply about turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we need, it's at the core of our relationship with Kudsha Baruch Hu. There's another assumption that we've been raised with. And you'll see in a moment what I'm driving at. Those of us from the great country, the United States of America, have been raised with the idea that every person is entitled to live a life with the pursuit of liberty, life and happiness. Life, liberty, and happiness. In the United States, there's a Bill of Rights. Every person has his right to be able to pursue a life with liberty, and notice this last word, happiness. In other words, man is given this God-given right that he is entitled to live a happy life. The assumption is that pain and obstacles is a bad thing for a person. Zot de Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Samach Dalid. Again, this week's parasha. Why is it that our emos were akaros? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the avos and the emos to daven. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates obstacles in our lives to create the phenomenon of tefillah that brings us closer to Kudsha Baruch Hu. And the life is not all about just simply having a bill of rights for a search for happiness. Life is all about what Reb Moshe Zatzal, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, lived. I heard this from his brother Shlita all the time. The essence of what that family represents is Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid. The sense of being close in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that isn't always a happy experience in the sense that not an easy experience. And that's what tefillah is also all about. A dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch when times are hard and when times are good. And then there's a third assumption. A third incorrect assumption, unfortunately, doesn't only apply in the United States, but here in our Tzeinu HaKdosha, it's a flaw in the way in which we look at our survival, which we are doomed to live as survival ad bias goel, to survive, to struggle to survive. And that is the assumption, if only we would be stronger, if only we would have more ammunition, if only we would have more guards, then all our problems would go away. In other words, strength will make us safer. Zok the pasuk in Tehillim, the Medrash Tehillim Kuf Yud Beis on the pasuk. Gibor Yezarach Zaro Ze Yitzchak, says the Medrash. Ki bi Yitzchak Yikari Lechazara. Yitzchak in this week's parasha, in his tefillah, the Medrash elaborates, is called a Gibor. It's only natural. When we look at the picture, the body of a tzaddik and a tamim murdered in his talis and tefillin, for an American young man to ask, are we winners or are we losers? We've been beaten down. Who's the gibor in this picture? But in our history, in the history of Klal Yisrael, in the Masorah of Klal Yisrael, the Gibor is the one who at times is murdered al Kiddush Hashem. The body of my Rebbe's brother and my brother's Rebbe, that picture is the ultimate picture of strength, and strength during tefillah and dveikus to Kudsha Baruch Hu. And the reason why sometimes I believe that when we look at that, that's not necessarily our first reaction is because these three above points we haven't entirely internalized. And that is that tefillah isn't about simply turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we need something. Tefillah is the ultimate sense of dveikus v'kudsha b'richu. And that is, at number two, that what is a successful person's life isn't necessarily someone who is living in total happiness and bliss, but is a person who has dveikus v'kudsha b'richu, and a gibor, and someone who's a really, really strong person, is not necessarily the individual who ends up the one who dominates the other. I asked our great Rebbe Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, what can I say to my brother? How could I be menachem him? A Talmud that has been dovek to a Rebbe for 20 years, a Rebbe that's like him to a, who is a father to him. They were just on the phone learning Becharusa. They've been learning Becharusa for about 20 years, and it wasn't only just him. He had countless Talmidim that he learned Becharusa with. And Rebbe's answer was, tell him that it's a zchus to die in such a way. Reb Meiselman Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Toras Moshe, an uncle to the Kadosh. And what I'm describing now, from what I understand, applies to the other Kadoshim as well, spoke about the fact that this Kadosh represented all his Gaonus. Rav Shurkin described that the Hesped is someone who knew all of Shas, cold. He said, all I'm doing is I'm going to say Eidus, I'm not going to be Maspid. But Reb Meiselman described, if you listen to the words that reverberate in those walls during that very, very torturous Levaya, he described someone who had Taharas HaNefesh. Anu Ratzim Ve'em Ratzim. Their definition of a Gibor is someone who's able to kill and who's able to dominate. If you listen to every single word in Leviathan, I was thinking about those reporters who were standing outside with the Kohanim. I was thinking, are you paying attention to the words that are being said over here? Taharas HaNefesh, Dveikus Bashem, that's our Giboris, that's our strength. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi wasn't making this up, Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara in Brachos Samech Aleph Amebeis describes the schus of dying al Kiddush Hashem. That's the ultimate strength. Who's zochet to that and who's not? That's up to Kudsha Brichu. And when we look at the pictures of those, at that carnage, don't let your Western mindset force you, chas v'chalila, to see something that's been different than a Messiah that we have for 3,000 years. This is the ultimate Gibor. The tefillin that he was wearing. I told my brother erroneously, I said to him that his son said that Dafka, but tefillin, he was killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, he loved that mitzvah so much. My brother stopped me and he said, my Rebbe loved every mitzvah. I said, you're right, he didn't use that word. He said, the mitzvah that he was mechabed so much. Those same parshios that Ramesha Zechet Tzadi V'Kadosh Levracha was wearing are the same parshios that go back thousands and thousands of years. Rav Elchanan Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, when he was murdered in Fort in Kovna, who would have thought that Rav Elchanan, when that Nazi shot him, that we'd be saying over in this base of Medrash and all Batei Midrashim in Eretz Yisrael and the entire world, the Torah of Rav Elchanan, no one believed it. But that's the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. That's the strength of Klal Yisrael. The strength of Klal Yisrael is this bechina of dveikus b'kudsha b'richu, an understanding that tefillah is about coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and at times being mekadesh shem shamayim through that ultimate moment. And his son described, Ramesh's son described, that the Maharsha in Shabbos says that the ultimate is someone who's killed al kiddush Hashem b'tocha mitzvah. Rabosai, that's strength. Every single one of our enemies who've murdered us like that have come and have gone. The strength of Klal Yisrael Ad Bias Gol is to be Mekadei Shem Shemayim both B'chaim and B'mit. If we re-examine our assumptions, we will see that what we are receiving is the ultimate strength which comes from Dveikus with Kudsha Bricho. Bezer Hashem, we should be Zeichet to be as Goyal Tzedek, Tchias HaMesim with these Kedoshim, who were Dovek B'Kudsha Bricho, and one day we'll be Misameach them with them in their strength, with true Simcha, not a Simcha that's based on simply a Bill of Rights, where a person just pursues a life of happiness, but a simcha that is a shvisi Hashem l'negdi samach.